For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have Brett McMurphy, Action Network, on with us. College football insider, as good as there is. Brett, I sit and brag about you because you really are, man. Come up with some great stuff. Got a lot to get to. First of all, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you for a while.
Hey, good, Joe. I'm kind of shocked, though. I thought when I put out my preseason ballot 2 weeks ago, you guys would have called me like 5 seconds later and said, Miami number eight.
I saw that.
We're doing a whole 3 hours on this. Come on, what's going on?
I apologize.
Anybody.
But I got to tell you, I went down to UM and Cam goes, my man. He goes, my man, Brett McMurphy. And I was like, yeah. I go, I know, man. I don't know how it's going to play out, but he is loaded down. And then you look at the schedule, and if there was ever a time to have a chance to win a conference, Brett, I think you agree, it's right now.
Yeah, Joe, and, you know, I kind of joke. I've done a lot of interviews about my ballot, and when I talk about Miami, I joke that, you know, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, that I really believe in the Hurricanes. And I know, you know, the knee-jerk, easy reaction is, well, Miami's got to correct their late-game issues that's haunted them last year. You know, quite frankly, you know, haunted Mario when he was at Oregon. They had some issues there. But I just ultimately think a couple of things. You know, Miami signed their best recruiting class in 15 years. The offensive and defensive lines, obviously we know Mario's background as an offensive line coach, is going to be among the nation's best. You know, the top elite lines. And that's where you're going to have success. Then you throw in arguably the best running back, quarterback, transfer duo, and Cam Ward and Damian Martinez from the Pac-2, from 2-pack, if you will, Washington State and Oregon State.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, again, I like to look at history because not necessarily it's going to tell you exactly what's going to happen, but a lot of times there's a lot of similarities and things play out. And you look at Mario's history at Oregon, and his third year there, including his first year as a defensive coordinator, third year, Oregon, 12 wins, Pac-12 title, Rose Bowl. Third year at Miami, did the stars align the right way? And Miami gets that elusive first ACC title. And, you know, obviously with the expanded playoff, a spot in the playoff, I think so. And, you know, you're right. The schedule lines up. I know it's a non-conference game. It's not going to impact whether they get to the college football playoff ultimately, because if you win the ACC, you're in. But the Florida game is ginormous. And there's going to be – there's the losing fan base of that game is going to go ballistic, because right, they know how disappointing that's going to be and what lies ahead. And it's imperative that Miami gets that. And that's not going to be an easy game. I know everyone looks at Florida and they're like, well, they're only going to win 4 or 5 games. 90% of the teams in college football would only win 4 or 5 games with that schedule. Florida power rated is still a top 20, top 25 team. You know, Miami is a slight favorite. So this is not going to be a cakewalk.
I agree.
But if they can get past Florida, then it opens up and the schedule staggered with their toughest games, Virginia Tech, Louisville, and Florida, except for the Louisville-Florida back-to-back, where there is some spaces in there to kind of gain momentum and get going.
So Florida State and Clemson, a lot of things to talk about. Let's talk about on the field right now. Florida State, Clemson, a lot of people still picking them to play in the ACC championship game. We know FSU lost a lot of really good players. It looks like they got a great defense. And Clemson, boy, their head coach still fighting that transfer portal. What are your thoughts on how good FSU and Clemson are going to be?
You know, it's funny. Clemson has gotten to the point where they go 9-4, and people are outraged about it. You know, it's the streak of 12 consecutive double digit win seasons. You know, their six consecutive playoff bursts ended 4 years ago, which, by the way, not even Alabama did that. And so that's the issue with the fan base in Clemson is it seems like it's on the downslide. Well, of course it's on the downslide because nobody's ever going to maintain that level. This year, though, it's fascinating, and you mentioned Dabo and the transfer portal. Like, he is not going to do it. He's not going to – I'm not going to participate. Everybody else can. I'm not. So he's going to die on that hill. If he wins, he's a genius, and if he loses, everyone's going to point out and say, you could have added better players. You chose not to. We're going to find out quickly, you know, how legit they are. They open with Georgia and Atlanta. I'm not expecting them to win, but if it's competitive, if it's not a blowout, maybe that's a good sign for them. I think one positive for Clemson is last year they lost four games, and three of those four games they outgained the opponent, which more often than not you win the games, you gain more yards than your opponent. And also they just committed a bunch of red zone turnovers, missed field goals. I think actually nine wins last year was misleading. They should have won more. Florida State, I think, may be the first team in the history of college football that is coming off a 13-0 regular season that has a chip on their shoulder.
But good point.
That's what happens, when you don't get in the playoff. I talked to Mike Norvell at ACC spring meetings, and even though they lost a running back to the NFL draft, he actually thinks – this is the best collection of running back depth he's ever had since he's been there. And he also feels really, really good about the offensive line. Thinks that can be a strong point. The question is DJU at quarterback. He's kind of had some up and downs at Oregon State and Clemson. I think ultimately that will determine, whether Florida State can win another ACC title or not. But, like Miami, Florida State did a great job in the portal. Their schedule's a little bit trickier to navigate than perhaps Miami and maybe even Clemson. But I think those three are clearly the top three in the league. You could make an argument for any one of those threes. I'd have no issues with that. And then after that, I think there's a group of teams that could – rise up and maybe win the title too in the ACC, and that's Virginia Tech, Louisville, NC State, who plays Tennessee. That'll be an early gauge on how good NC State is. So this is going to be a fascinating race in the ACC. It's almost not quite as deep, but almost as deep as the Big 12 as far as how many teams can actually win this thing, which should make for a fascinating season.
I got to tell you, Brett, you got it stirred up pretty good when you said, hey, Clemson and Florida State, you guys can get out. I don't think anybody wants you. You guys want to go to the SEC and want to go to the Big Ten. They're all set, man. I don't know if they have a home for you. How did that go over? What'd you hear back from that? You were pretty strong on that. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, well, thanks, Joe. And to be clear, this is not my opinion. I'm talking to university presidents. I'm talking to conference personnel. I'm talking to TV executives. And this is what they're telling me. This wasn't a column. This was actual people that are in the know that make the decision saying, look, if Florida State and Clemson are the only two teams that get out of the league and the ACC remains intact, because that's different from the ACC, having an open gate and everybody running out the front door. That's totally different.
Right.
Then Florida State, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina, Virginia, a cast of thousands will find another home in the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, wherever. But I'm talking about specifically Florida State and Clemson are the only two that get out. They pay whatever they pay and they get out. The people at the Big Ten, the people at the SEC do not want either team. And the SEC is simple. They already have teams in those markets. They don't need another team in that market. It is Greg Sankey even addressed it at SEC Media Days without addressing those teams specifically. We don't want smaller pieces of the pie. We don't want less revenue to add teams. So that doesn't make sense. And for the Big Ten, it doesn't add more value to the league with 18 teams to bring in a 19th or a 20th team, because they're not going to bring in more value overall. Therefore, they're making less money. And, Joe, one thing that kind of people may dismiss, and initially I did, but the more I kept hearing it from people, you know, higher up the food chain, is the way Florida State has gone about getting out of the ACC has really turned a lot of people. And when I mean a lot of people, I'm talking about university presidents, and they're the people that make these decisions. It's really turned them off on Florida State. They view Florida State as a bad partner, as a prospective bad partner, as a disruptive partner. And if they're going to do that with the ACC, who's to say they're not going to do that in their new conference? And because of all those reasons, and also, oh, by the way, ESPN and Fox does not have a ton of money, you know, sitting in bags in the corner of their office waiting to pay league teams to jump to new leagues. All of these factors, they don't know, they don't have any place to go. Look, I'm an alum of a Big 12 school. Florida State's not paying to go to the ACC to go to the Big 12. I understand that. I just don't know where they're going to end up. And if you gave Florida State officials truth serum right now, I think they'd say the same thing. They don't know where they're going right now, but they just feel strongly enough that they need to get out because they're not making what they're worth. That's true, but it takes two to tango, and we'll find out at some point. I don't know how quickly this will be. You know, it has to go through the legal system, and whatever that does happen, we'll see where they end up coming out the other end. But, Joe, right now, all I know is what the people that make these decisions in the SEC and the Big Ten are telling me, and they're saying we don't have any interest in either school.
Florida State must know this, though, right? I mean, they got some – I know ego is one thing, but awareness and talking to people that you know at higher levels in all these schools and these conferences, they must have an idea like, hey, we want to get out for more money, but I don't know if anybody wants us. Yes?
That's the question I tried to get answered, and I can't. And I've basically – from people I trust have told me that at some point Florida State realized this is a gamble. But I think they thought that because of, you know, their TV numbers, how attractive they are, and they are an attractive TV brand, that the Big Ten and or the SEC would be, you know, just chomping at the bit to get them. But it's not that simple. There's a lot of other factors that you bring into that. And you look at all the other additions in conference realignment, you know, the teams that came to the ACC, well, those teams aren't getting full shares in their new conference. Now, Texas and Oklahoma is in the SEC, but then you've got all this, you know, Washington and Oregon came to the Big Ten basically for 50 cents on the dollar. Oof. So now why are they going to, you know, why are they now going to pay Florida State, you know, a full share to come to the Big Ten? And then the other thing that's changed, I think, Joe, is with all this expansion, you know, ESPN and Fox don't have a lot of money for this. You know, the TV numbers are down. People are cutting the cord. You know, so they've got to be, you know, a lot more efficient in their spending. And it's not going to be like the old days where simply everybody would change a conference. And it's like, okay, well, we'll pay you the same amount because now you're in a new conference. These conferences are so big. And it's tough for ESPN and Fox to get on board with this. And so, yeah, I think it's somewhat of a gamble by Florida State. Will it pay off? We'll find out eventually.
Yeah. Hey, last question for you. And I've been hearing this a lot. And the ACC, obviously, has been down and not as good as the Big Ten or an SEC. Well, all they're going to get out of this 12-team playoff, whoever wins the conference, that's going to be it. They don't have a second team that's going to be good enough. Do you buy that?
I actually think, and I mentioned I'm a Big 12 alum, I don't think the Big 12 gets two schools in. I think the conference, because it's so balanced, the conference champ will have three losses, the runner-up will have three or four. I don't think that gets a Big 12 runner-up in. I think the ACC's got a better chance to get a second team in. You know, I think it's imperative that second place team has two losses. I think a two-loss team, it sounds weird to people, but with the 12-team playoff, a two-loss team gets in from a power league. I just think because of these, you know, bloated conferences, the SEC, the Big Ten, the number of quality the more quality games we're going to have between the top teams in each league is drastically different than in past years. And that's going to be great for TV viewers, but it's going to be bad for fan bases who are expecting their team, favorite team to go 12-0 and 11-1 now. It's not going to happen. So I think if an ACC runner-up sitting at 10-2, they're in, no problems. If they're 9-3, then you're, you know, then it's a beauty contest where you're compared with other 9-3 teams, and we know how that worked out for Florida State last year.
Yeah. Brett, thank you, man. Great stuff this morning. Really appreciate it. Glad we got caught up. You take care, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Brett McMurphy, Action Network. College Football Insider, talking a little bit. We got a huge Florida State fan base down here and Gator fan base, and of course, the Miami Hurricanes as well.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.